I'm in the Proverbs letter. I'm in chapter 16, and I'm in verses number 1 through the 3rd verse. I'm in Proverbs chapter 16. I'm in verses number 1 through 3. The Bible says the preparation of the heart in man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eye, but the Lord weigheth the spirit. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Every one that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. And though hands join in hand, it shall be unpunished. Not be unpunished. Are you the navigator of God? Are you the navigator of God? The Bible says, number one, that in verses number 1, the preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from God. Sometimes humans feel they are the navigator, but we should know better than that. God is the navigator. If our lives are going to be successful, if our lives are going to be according to the will of God, we must recognize God to be the navigator. The Bible says in verses number 1 of this Proverbs letter, in verses number 1 in chapter 16, the Bible says the preparations, you see it? The word preparation is the word direct, the journey, the way, the path, the mode, the course, the manner, the way of life of the heart in man. The heart in man, the center, the middle of his mind, the middle of his thinking, these ways, these modes. The Bible said the answer of the tongue is from God. God is the navigator. He must navigate your life. Every morning you get up, God must navigate your life. Every time you think, he must be navigating that. Everything you go to do, God must navigate that. If God is the navigator, what will happen is your life is going to be superb. Because God is directing your life in the right course. Notice in number 2 point, the Bible says in verse 2, all the ways of man are clean in his own eye. Now, even though the idea that God is a navigator, and sometimes we think we are the navigator, the idea is that our ways are clean in our own eye. We think of ourselves as being clean, but the thing about that is that, look at this, the B clause, but the Lord weighs the spirit. Even though we may have a good thought about how we want this to be done, and we think we can navigate that thing according to the will of God, but still God says him, but the Lord weighs that spirit, because see, God has a spirit that's higher than our spirit. See, we may think this is right, but God may not think this right for us. That's why we got to make sure that we got to know if God is our navigator. The Bible says here, the Lord weighs the spirit. I want you to go back up to verses number 2, and the Bible says, all the ways of man are clean in his own eyes. Do you see that? The ways of self-righteous man are clean to himself, but the Lord ponders and judges the true motives of the spirit. Because when you talk about the idea of God weighing something, look how God weighs something out. You see, the concept of own here, Jehu in 2 Kings 10, 16, and 31, Jehu had he thought he was on clean, he was cleaning his own eyes. The Pharisees in Luke 18 and 11 to 14, he thought he was cleaning his own eyes. And Paul in Acts 26 and 9, they thought they were cleaning their own eyes. But the God said he weighs the spirit of a person. See, God weighs your spirit. He knows what's in you. He knows what you're thinking. The last thing I want you to remember today in trying to look at this lesson, are you the navigator or God? My point is that I want you to understand that let God navigate your life. If God navigate your life, look at verse number 3. The Bible says, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy fault shall be established. Because if you commit your work to God, God then will navigate that. The idea here is that if we commit ourselves, the word commit is the word called galah. The word galah simply means to roll oneself up or into a uniqueness of God's power. If we commit ourselves and roll ourselves up to God's power, if we die ourselves to God's power, if we let the Lord have us, then the Bible said if we commit thy work unto the Lord, the Bible said the thoughts here, the maska shava in the Hebrew, the word said the intention and the purpose, the plan and the means here, the Bible said God then will establish them. He will do what? He will establish. See, he established Jacob. He established David. He established Ezra. He established men of old. God established them. The word established here is a term called khatum. The word simply means that God did what? God stood by and made steadfast and made sure and reliable. He refixed whatever it is that we commit to. That's why God has to be your navigator. Whatever you do, let God navigate your day. Let God navigate your problem. Let God navigate your heart. Let God navigate. And I tell you what, God will establish it better than we could. Till the next time, may God bless you.